Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Brachos 27. We are talking about the idea of praying and space, and the Gemara relates an incident related to Rav. Rav was once visiting at the house of Geneva, and he prayed the Shabbos tefillah of Maariv on the eve of Shabbos, and Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was Rav's student, was praying behind Rav, and Rav finished Shishmona Esrei but did not interrupt the prayer of Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was still praying. He therefore did not walk between him and the wall in order to return to his seat. The Gemara notes three things can be derived from this. One is that a man may say the Shabbos tefillah on the eve of Shabbos. The second is that a student may pray behind his teacher. The third, this is the one to focus on, is that it is forbidden to pass in front of one praying. The Gemara notes that this is approved to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that it is forbidden to pass in front of one praying. And the Gemara asks, but is this so? Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, didn't they pass before people who were praying? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi would pass outside a four amos limit. Really, this is more talking to myself. I do this all the time. Unfortunately, we should be respectful of people praying, people benching, people davening, not to interrupt them, not to bother them, and also when people wash, not to talk to them, not to bother them, and let them sit, daven, pray, learn in peace and in space. Don't pass in front of people. If you see your wife or your spouse, or you see your husband or a family member or a friend davening or praying, try not to walk around them, try not to interrupt them, try not to be in the middle, and try to respect that space and respect the davening all the time. I forget that my wife is either davening or praying or benching, and I always say something, ask something that I might forget for later, but then I realize that really, we should let them finish and let them focus and not interrupt them. So be mindful of the space, be mindful of their place, and be mindful that they might need to finish what they're doing in order to appropriately talk to Hashem, or to finish whatever they are doing, to allow people to interact and to finish what they're doing with their right mind frame and right frame set as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 28 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.